Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. At least 20 people were killed in northern Cameroon Wednesday in two suicide bombings that officials are blaming on the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. The attacks happened simultaneously at a large market and a residential neighborhood in Maroua, which is the capital of Cameroon's far north region. A businessman in the market told VOA that hundreds of people were wounded and taken to hospitals. The governor of the region said authorities are investigating, but voiced strong suspicion that the attack was a work of Boko Haram. United Nations aid agencies report intense fighting in Yemen that continues to take a heavy toll on civilians. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations reports more than 3,600 people have been killed, nearly half civilians, since Saudi Arabia's bombing campaign against Houthi rebels began March 26th. It says another 17,300 people have been wounded, including 4,000 civilians. The UN Human Rights Office says deaths and injuries have occurred after a so-called humanitarian pause was supposed to have taken effect on July 11th. Instead of a hoped-for ceasefire, agency spokesman Rupert Colville says airstrikes, ground clashes, shelling, sniper attacks, and improvised explosive devices have continued relentlessly throughout the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Votes are being counted in Burundi, where pre-election violence has caused thousands of people to leave the country in the past few months. Official vote results are expected on Thursday. The controversial presidential election Tuesday is believed to have had a low turnout. This is VOA News.